Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The
Fan. WFAN. All right, let's rock and roll. Mike effing White. Mike effing White. Mike effing White. That's right. I'm pumped for tonight. I'm not even a Jets fan, and I'm pumped for tonight after what took place yesterday over in Jersey. It was absolutely beautiful to see the Jets score over 27 points. How about that? The last time they scored 27 points was 7 weeks ago on week 5 against Miami. It was beautiful to see. It's a Monday morning on a Fan. Brian Rascona coming to you for the next 3 hours until Al and Jerry take over then. 877-337-6666, number to dial. We got Mike Fliegelman, Fleegs, on the other side of the glass, which is beautiful to see. Haven't worked with him yet, as I've hosted a few shows, but none with Fliegelman. I'm covering for Sal Licata tonight from 2 to 5 till Al and Jerry takes over. You want to hit me up on Twitter, you can, at B_Rascona. That's B_RAS. C-O-N-A. And look, you have to be excited when you're a Jet fan right now, right? You're a fan. You got what you wanted. You guys were clamoring for someone other than Zach Wilson. The team seems like they're clamoring for something other than someone other than Zach Wilson. We'll get into that too. And also, we'll take your calls right out of the chute at 877-337-6666 on this overnight. But when you go back, when you go and look at what the Jets did today, or yesterday, I get so confused when I do these overnights because I lose track of what day it is. And I just sometimes you're going to hear me say today a lot. But yesterday over in Jersey, you know, the Jets take over. They put Mike White in there. And as the game starts out, you know, I'm saying to myself, what are going to be my takeaways, right? Well, the Jets zip right down the field. They put the ball in the end zone. I go, okay, this is looking beautiful. The next two possessions was a three and out, a punt. And then after that, it was a field goal attempt that got botched, and I'm going, uh-oh. What's going on here, right? The defense was letting Chicago run all over them. Sheldon Rankins, they're missing Sheldon Rankins up the middle for the first two possessions for Chicago, and I'm going, what's going on here? Well, the defense pinned their ears back, did what they had to do, shut them down, held them to 10 points for the rest of the game, and Mike White proceeds to go 22 for 28, 315 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no picks. And wins the football game. Has 3 touchdown passes. Repeat that. 3 touchdown passes. Zach Wilson had 3 touchdown passes in a 6-week span. Okay? And what you see from Mike White is he's game managing. Absolutely. Okay? But he stands in the pocket tall. He could deliver the football. Hit 10 different wide receivers, which the Jets have weapons that they can't waste. They cannot waste these weapons. You heard Laurie before, they're a win-now football team. They are absolutely a win-now football team. And I know the rhetoric, the general rhetoric is that Mike White's not the answer, right? He's not the answer. He's not going to bring you to the promised land. Well, my view is, why not? Why can't we see what this guy has? And you're going to say, well, he fell flat on his face against Buffalo last year. Okay. You know, all the great quarterbacks, even Tom Brady, had bad games, especially when they started out their careers. You look across town to Eli Manning. They were ready to run him out of town in 06. I remember being at a Giants game, and I'm a Giants fan. I remember being at a Giants game where the Minnesota Vikings did not score an offensive touchdown and beat the Giants because the Giants couldn't move the football. And they were ready to run Eli and Coughlin out of town. Now, am I saying Mike White's going to be Eli? I don't know. Absolutely not. My point is, you don't know. But this I do know. Zach Wilson's not playing anymore for the Jets. Zach Wilson wearing a jersey for that New York Jet team, it's over. It's done. It's not happening. And what tells me that is when you go on the post game and you hear Saleh say, he made the easy look easy, right? To me, that's a zinger to Zach Wilson. That's completely a zinger to Zach Wilson. Then he goes on to say, the first player, the next question was, something along the lines of, what do you think about how he distributed the football and how he hit 10 receivers? And I think Saleh's response was, the first guy he mentions, and this is, I like to read in between the lines when I watch these post-game interviews. The first name he mentions is Elijah Moore getting involved. This is the same Elijah Moore who said that Zach doesn't throw him the football, who wanted to leave town five, six weeks ago. So why does Saleh make it a point to say he made the easy look easy and the first guy that he hit or the first guy he mentions as far as having a productive day is Elijah Moore? That tells you something. You see in the post game, as he's getting interviewed by Pam Oliver, the team is jumping all over him. And as you're watching this game, as I was watching this game this afternoon, the pep in the step in that New York Jet team was unreal to me. They were doing cartwheels up and down that field the whole game. They were having fun. Something you haven't seen from that Jet team in the last few weeks. You haven't seen them have fun like that. The team also had only one penalty all game. They let up one sack all game. They played sound football. They were having fun out there. They are in love with Mike White. The confidence around Mike White is there. You could see it with these players. There is no way in hell I want to see Zach Wilson on that football field anymore. It makes no sense. And these are two players that came from different backgrounds. You know, Mike White was drafted by the Cowboys and quickly got waived by them after one season after being the third-string quarterback. Then he comes to the Jets and he's flip-flopping between the practice squad and being the third-string backup and then gets a chance last year. You know, Zach Wilson was deemed the golden boy, right? Picked high in the draft. Give him a chance. He's going to be our guy. He's very athletic, can make the throws. No, he can't. He can't make the throws. He can't make the throws. That's why Mike White's starting and he needs a quote-unquote reset. He can't make the throws. How many times am I going to see Braxton Berrios on a banana route and the ball hits him at his feet? Enough already. It's over for Zach Wilson. And as I'm watching this game today, I'm saying to myself, I'm going, is Mike White the guy the Jets need to take him to the promised land? And my whole point here is, and I know Fliegelman disagrees with me, you don't know. Now, I'm not saying he's going to win the Super Bowl as a Jet. I'm not saying that. But you got to give him a shot at this point. You gave him a shot last year. You circle back this year. You're handing him a 6-4 football team as they go and take Chicago on yesterday. They're 7-4. And I don't think this division's completely out of the realm of possibility either. You still got a game against Buffalo, and you still got a game against Miami. You're only one game back. And if you're going for a division, and you're going for the playoffs, you're going to want your guys to trust who you have at the helm at QB. And that is unequivocally Mike White. It's not even close. Let's get to your calls, 877-337-6666. Tommy from Long Island kicks it off right here. It's Rescona till 5 a.m. What's up, Tommy?
Good morning, Brian. Good morning.
How you doing, bud?
Not bad. It's a good morning, and you know, it's kind of nice to see that, you know, the Jets came out, they played. I thought they fired, you know, they fired on all cylinders. And you know what? This is what they needed. They needed Mike White to show that, listen, we got a good team, you know, in place that, you know, we need to throw the ball. The throws need to be on cue. And you got 10 receivers that can all catch the ball. They showed that yesterday. This guy threw, you know, over 300 yards and hit 10 different receivers. And Zach Wilson was nowhere near what this guy did yesterday the whole season.
Not even close.
You know?
It wasn't even...
And
And all he really did was manage the football game, managed it well, and was able and made the throws. That's really it.
And you know what? Not only that, look at the weather. The weather was atrocious.
It wasn't good.
And go back to last week. You know, when there was that little screen pass, I forgot who he was. Zach Wilson was supposed to throw it to. The guy was like stopped in his tracks. You got to throw that ball while he's on the run to get that 2 yards to get the first down. You know, these are just little things that you have to make those throws. You cannot, not make those throws. And yesterday, Mike White, just like Salah said, he made the small things look small, the big things look big, and he was right on spot, man. He played the game. You know, they called a good game. I think they trusted him. And you know what? I think at this point right now, you have to stick with White and see what he has. I mean, you don't want to lose this season. They're having a great season. We haven't seen a season like this, and I don't even know the last time, you know? We got to stick with him and see what he has, man. You got to give him the chance.
Thanks, Tommy, for the call. I appreciate it. Listen, I can't agree with you more. I mean, I can't agree with you more. Last time you saw a season like this out of the Jets was probably, what, when Fitzpatrick was there that 1 year, and then they lost to the Bills as they were fighting for the division, I think it was. Or no, they were fighting for a playoff spot, and they lost to the Bills. And then before that, obviously, it was the years of Mark Sanchez. But if you can't – when you're Rob Saleh, right, and you're in this position – And you're starting Mike White, and you're telling us that the QB needs a reset. And the fans are chanting his name. I mean, have the fans ever chanted Zach Wilson's name? No, that's never happened. All right, the fans are chanting Mike White's name. This is what the public wants. This is what the fans want. They want to see Mike White. They don't want to see Zach Wilson. They're sick and tired of Zach Wilson. And Zach Wilson's comments about how he didn't let the defense down against the Patriots definitely rubbed everyone the wrong way. Rubbed everyone the wrong way. And it doesn't look good for Saleh. Let's say, now, Minnesota doesn't have a great defense, so the Jets go on to Minnesota next week, and then they go to Buffalo the following week. Now, that's going to be the biggest game of the year if the Jets want to win the division. But they go on to Minnesota next week. If Mike White falls flat on his face against not a very good defense, right? You can't regress. You can't come back and then put Zach Wilson in. And then if Zach Wilson falls flat on his face against Buffalo, which could very much be a possibility because Buffalo's D is one of the best in the league, top 10 defense in the league, right? You can't expect the fan base to be behind you as a head coach anymore. Can't do it. It's like, what are we doing here? Can we just pick a quarterback and stick with him at this point? So I think from a Rob Saleh standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, you have no choice but to stick with Mike White. And today in the postgame, it wasn't even discussed. There was not even a question today in that postgame interview about the quarterbacking decision for next week. Even the reporters know the deal. They know the writing on the wall. Mike White is starting the rest of this season. Zach Wilson's going to have a year to reset. I'm sorry, he's going to have a year to reset. And from a Saleh standpoint, he has no choice. Let's go to Sean. Sean's in my hometown, Northport, right now. What's up, Sean?
Oh, what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Not much. Just driving home. I actually work over at SNY, and I was listening to the postgame the whole time. And you could even hear, like, from the players and everything. Like, everybody wants Mike White in there. Like, you could just hear from the team, like, the whole fan base, everyone's behind him. Like, you cannot go back to Zach Wilson.
And if you go back during the week too, there's no players that were defending Zach Wilson at all during the week. It was just not even wasn't even heard about. At least I didn't hear it. There was not one player saying anything defending Zach Wilson. He is not liked on that team. Not liked.
Not at all. And you even saw it on Twitter. Wasn't Verrett Tucker and Breece Hall were all odd. They were tweeting about Mike White. No one's talking about Zach Wilson at all.
Nobody's talking about him. I know. It's unbelievable. It's believable, but it's unbelievable all at the same time. I mean, this guy, you know, like I said, is depicted the golden boy, and he was going to take over a team that had a lot of weapons. They brought a lot of weapons in. They surrounded him with guys. Corey Davis, they brought over from Tennessee. And you know what? He fell flat on his face. He still can't make that throw, that 10-yard throw. And that's what that was the whole rhetoric coming into the season was, can Zach Wilson make these easy throws? I know he could bomb the ball, but can he make the easy throws? And he still can't. So,
Exactly. And that, too. Like, Mike White, he made those simple throws. And, like, he is a game-manager quarterback. And that's kind of what the Jets need right now. Like, they don't need an absolute bomber slinger downfield who's going to throw 25-plus interceptions a year. Like, they can't afford that.
No, they can't have a guy that gambles too much. Dan, Sean, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And safe ride home. It is. You could see it when I was watching the game today. My eyes don't lie, right? I was even telling my wife, who could care less about it. I was telling her the story, you know, because she was standing next to me. She could care less about what I'm talking about. But I'm into it. And I'm telling her the whole, doesn't pay attention to what's going on at all. So I'm trying to give her a backstory. And I'm going, what I'm watching here is a team that's jumping around. I mean, they were joyful out there. I mean, for lack of a better term, they were just so excited to have this guy throw the football for them. And again, from a solid standpoint, you can't go back. You can't regress to Zach Wilson. And I think the reporters, everybody in that room during postgame knew. They weren't even going to ask. They weren't even going to put Saleh on the spot. They weren't going to do it. You know why? Because Saleh's dealt with enough, and he made the decision. He put all the cards on the table, and he said he needs a reset. We're starting Mike White. And this is going to be very definitive in Saleh's career and very definitive in his future here with the Jets. And I like him. I like Saleh. Verdict's out. And I'm a Giant fan, but everybody was asking me about when the Giants were going through their carousel of coaches, whether it was Shermer or McAdoo or, you know, all these guys, right, that were coming in and out for the Giants for the revolving door. Well, what do you think about them? I go, I'll let you know in 2 years. I can't get a breakdown on a head coach and even, what's his name, Joe Judge. I can't break down a coach after. Now, did I somewhat like Joe Judge after the first season? It seemed like the players were playing for him. And then the second season, completely everything fell apart, and he's talking about building houses and foundations and blah, 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 blah. But you need 2 years with the guy. Right now, from where I'm sitting and watching Saleh, except for his, you know, keeping receipts comment, which was, you know, because now it's putting a target on your back, right? Except for that, I like Saleh. I think he's made the right moves. I think the defense is obviously where it needs to be. The defense is a championship defense. That is a complete defense. Complete. Now, as I said earlier, they need Sheldon Rankins back because they're getting beat up a little bit on the run game. He fills a lot of holes. But once he comes back, I don't know what his timetable is for coming back. Fleeks probably knows, but I don't know what the timetable is to come back. But from what I see, they need Sheldon Rankins to come back and fill some holes. But that's a championship defense. You have a great wide receiving core. I mean, I love the wide receiving core, especially with the draft pick in Garrett Wilson. And even Mims is getting into the mix. Remember Mims, who couldn't see the field? Mims is getting into the mix. And you're not going to hear Elijah Moore clamoring anymore for the football. I'll tell you that much. Let's go to Mike. Mike is in Jerusalem, all the way overseas. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you? First of all, huge Jets win. Very important win.
Now, do you watch the game out there? Can you watch the game out there? You watch it online?
Of course. I have the Game Pass.
Okay.
So I have NFL Game Pass, which is international. You could watch any game. So I watched the game. I liked what Mike White was doing. I do have one problem with the process, though. If you wanted to make a statement and, you know, see if he's your guy, you should have brought him in the second half of the Patriots game instead of destroying somebody's career like Zach Wilson, who potentially is more athletic and in college was throwing bombs. The system the Jets are running is more of a Jimmy Garoppolo, Mike White system of throwing short passes, 5-yard dumps, 10-yard dumps.
If I could stop you there for 1 second, I'll let you keep going. But sure. I think because the game was where it was at 3-3, I think that's what was the holdup with making a quarterback change. If the game was 17-3, different story. I think you may have seen a quarterback change. I'm not, you know, I can't speak for Saleh, obviously, but from my opinion, I would think it would be easier to make the quarterback change if the game wasn't 3-3 at that point. Because I want to know, and you can answer me this and what your opinion is, if the game was 3-3 and the Jets take a punt return to the house and win the football game, are we seeing Mike White this week?
Absolutely not.
Right.
But if you would have, Yeah, but if you would have put in Mike White in the second half, we all agree Zach Wilson had his worst game of his career, you know, the game against the Patriots.
Right.
Okay, that's given. So if you want a guy, you see what he has, and he would have came up with the win, then get the win, or give a wake-up call for Zach Wilson, start him this game, see where he goes. If he doesn't do anything this game against a depleted Bears team, then you bench him. But now you just completely destroyed it. We're high on Mike White. We don't know if he's the guy. I mean, he did play against a garbage team, right? And we're like, oh, yeah, that's it. Zach Wilson is done. Mike White is the star. He's the best. He's a stud. I don't necessarily say that. Nobody agrees. They do have the offense. They do have the weapons and all that.
I'm not saying he's a stud. I'm saying we need to see what he can be is what I'm saying.
No, I agree.
Right.
But I think we could have seen that in the second half of the last of the Patriots game as well.
Okay.
I think that. Now we're just like, you know, like you said, we don't know who's the guy. Zach Wilson might play. Whoever plays better is going to be playing next game. So we're back to square one.
You're saying, repeat that again? I didn't follow. You're saying that if whoever plays the best.
After this game, we're now back to, okay, Mike White played well, he'll start next game. Mike White doesn't play well
you can't do that from a solid point. Now it's Mike White. You put all your eggs in this basket. You can't regress now and go back to Zach Wilson. If Mike White falls flat on his face next week, you got to ride with him and see what he does against Buffalo the following week. You have to.
Honestly, the problem is didn't make that decision yet.
No,
unfortunately, he has not shown any promising in that aspect of. This is what I'm doing, and that's it.
No, I hear you. Mike, thanks for the call. And, no, that's a good point about him coming into the Patriots game, but I think if the game wasn't 3-3 and the game wasn't on the line the way it was, I think it would have been a little bit of a different story. If the Patriots were up 21-3 or something like that, that might have been a different story regarding that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.